This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug and Jay sitting in a tree. Remember that old thing? Doug
and
Jay. Right. But we have James Collins to deal with here, so I guess it wouldn't be the same scenario. James at the controls in our studio.
No funny business on my watch, all right?
Dallas, yes, right, exactly. Jay Kirshner is here with social commentary on the news. It's the news that we talk about from here, there, and everywhere. What it's all about, what it means to you. Is something that, for example, as I think about our a new connection or the ability you have to connect with us at 855-999-DOUG, I think about people's voicemail and whether or not the voicemail box, it's not really a box, but you know what we mean when your mail is full, the voicemail is full, I wonder sometimes about that. I think either this person is overwhelmed and can't keep up, or this person doesn't care, right? It's one or the other. If you have a voicemail, the reason you have a phone is because you want people to be in touch with you. If your voicemail is full, then you know why you
oh,
why
I keep
you
my
bother?
Voicemail full.
You keep it full?
Yes. Well, because when you call me, why? As you know, Doug, it says text me.
I know. Well,
we are in a society where you get calls from people who aren't actually trying to reach you. They're just trying to reach whomever the person is at this number that came across their desk.
Yeah.
And leaving voicemails of, like, spammy kind of stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, there's all of that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, just text me.
Well, okay, to each his own. I don't happen to, I mean, texts, I've become in the last year or two, actually since I've been around you, I've become more used to using text, and texting is okay now. It's sort of the normal part of my day where I check the text and you check the email and phone calls and stuff. But as from my perspective, I want the mailbox to be empty so that folks can call and leave us messages. The callers who are just mad about Dougie, I'm just mad about you. Well, let's see here. Whether or not we've got a couple of folks, I'm not sure. You make up your own mind on this, whether you think that the folks that we're about to hear from are mad about me or mad at me. Here's caller number one.
No, abortion's okay. There's the ones that murder the babies when they come out and they suck the brains out of their head and cut them up to get them out. And by the way, the Democrats and their Marxist friends are tearing the hell out of this country. I would rather vote Republican and have abortion than let these Marxists take over our country because they're slaughtering everything we work for. So I'm never going to listen to you again because you're a moron.
Okay. Oh, you know what?
I'm so confused by that comment.
I'm happy not to have him listen to me because he's kind of an old F-A-R-T. Anybody who thinks, and there are a lot of people who do, that everybody who's a Democrat is a socialist or a radical or whatever. Sure, there are plenty of Democrats who are people that I wouldn't vote for, frankly, as there are a lot of Republicans that I wouldn't vote for. Just because it has an R. This is an example of the kind of thing, in my mind, you make up your own mind, in my mind, those are the sorts of people that make it difficult to live and let live in this country. Are there things that we need to do to change stuff? Yep. That attitude, however, isn't the way to do it, in my estimation. Okay, so there's somebody who's mad at me. I'm sure that if you look around, James, you can find somebody else who's mad at me. Who do we have next?
One more.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm calling from across the United States on the eastern side, southernmost Florida, and I was totally shocked when a sweet lady, senior, called you and wanted to know about the time. and you reproached her and then scolded her and said you don't do time zones, which is not true. If you're the great radio man for all these years, I'm listening to time and assistance for those that might be shut-ins. And she gave you the area she was from in California, and you made her feel terrible. So you need to go back to your phone numbers, call that lady back, and make sure she's not one of the poor people stranded in her place without a way to tell time. And hopefully she's okay. And do not be reproaching and scolding people.
Let me scold you while I tell you not to scold people. No, but the thing is, Doug, I don't feel like you scolded that woman at all. And she said that the reason she looks for the hour along with the minute, she even stated this, the original caller, that it's because she's laying in bed and she doesn't want to have to look over when she's listening. It's before she actually gets up, and she's trying to figure out how much longer she has before she has to actually get out of bed if she has another hour or so. So she even said in her call that she is not somebody who is incapable of being able to get to a clock to tell time.
We have listeners far and wide, different opinions, different thoughts. People hear things different ways. I have, you believe me, madam, if I was chastising that lady, you would know it. It would be very, very noticeable. I was not doing that. Actually, I was teasing and having fun with her in a manner of speaking, or just trying to be accurate in telling her. As a matter of fact, I think I went through the same thing the last hour about the time, because people do get confused about it, and I'm sympathetic to that. So that's why I give you the time through the course. I think that radio doesn't do a service anymore. Even if you're listening to a program that's your local show, the people on the air are sloppy. They don't, one of the main ingredients of a good program that's on at this time is to give people the time, because this program is heard mostly in the early morning, or we call morning drive or mid-morning, when people are traditionally getting ready to go out and they have everything timed down to the minute, right? You brush your teeth at 6 minutes past the hour. Take a shower at 7 past the hour. You go to the bathroom at 15 past the hour. And you get dressed at 24 past the hour. You have a little breakfast at half past the hour. You're out of the house at 35 past the hour, and you're supposed to be at work at 54 past the hour. Okay, because you're supposed to be on the top of the hour to start work. That's how it kind of works. So I'm trying to do what I can under the circumstances. And I think we spend too much time talking about this. Go ahead.
I know, and I think that is something that a lot of people don't realize when you are saying what time it is, but just giving it more of the minute than the hour itself, because it really is. It's not only just depending on what time zone it currently is at the moment, but the way people listen to the show and the way it can stream even in its entirety on repeat on gooddayshow.com. And so if we say it's 7:15, and then somebody's listening to it at a time when it is not 7:15, that could get really jumbled.
That's true.
More
Exactly. Right. All right. So, by the way, that's a good reminder. You can every day get the whole program through the day at gooddayshow.com. You can also get our Good Day download. Every day it's something different. We edit the important conversations, or what Jay actually thinks are the important conversations. For example, the download that's there now is a focus on the financial situation and why we have this concern about a collapse, which is not going to happen. Then we also discuss the background checks and how there's possibly a change coming, which would be good. And that's what we said. We give you the news, and then what does it mean, and, you know, the opinions that we may have about it. You make up your own mind. All right, the lady that was found alive, we kind of teased about Adam Levine and Blake Shelton and what's going on The Voice, which is back in season right now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is on the download with an update on my visit to him last week and what we know, we need to know about better nutrition, all of that stuff, very important. Catch it all. All the information, all the conversation, gooddayshow.com, whether, as I said, it's the whole program playing all day long, or the download is there to help you make some decisions about things. that maybe you aren't good at making. If your information is the way to make intelligent decisions, right? So here it is, as we are at your service and on your side at 16 past the hour, a discussion about the situation in Ohio, a little bit south of where Jay is in Cleveland, down to where the accident took place in East Palestine. So the state of Ohio has announced it's going to sue Norfolk Southern over the derailment, the toxic materials there. I would think they'd be suing the federal government as well, because they didn't do their job. Norfolk Southern didn't do their job. Apparently, remember when I was talking about seeing the video of the train, of the wheels on the train, the sparks coming out of it?
Yeah.
Apparently, most of the cars on that particular train have been recently delivered, and the bearings were not properly fitted on the wheel, so the bearings sort of blew out. The wheels became loose. They entangled the brakes, and that was the problem. Guess where the cars were made? Want to take a guess?
No.
Oh, you don't. That's no fun. Anyway, these cars were made in China. Yep, that's fabulous. So why aren't we suing those people as well? There are going to be lawsuits on top of lawsuits on top of lawsuits.
Oh, this, yeah. And it makes sense to sue the company first, because that's typically where they will. Yeah, that's definitely the jumping off point.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the suit is something that I'm sure will go on for years, because lawyers will be the ones that will make all of the money on this. It was, according to the state of Ohio, and they're right, the derailment was entirely avoidable. Yep, they certainly, and Norfolk Southern has had an 80% increase in accidents over the last 10 years. So it's got to be management, it's got to be maintenance, and so they need to be held accountable, for sure. Absolutely. And the trouble with all these, like the airlines and all these companies, they're all run by bean counters. They're not run by operators. They're the real old school train people who know how to operate a train system, a railroad, like the airlines. Those people really knew, and there weren't problems like this. You just didn't have these sorts of problems. So interesting to watch this as it plays out. 18 after here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Happy birthday to Stephen Krasminski today, who's listening to the program. Mark Watson, also, happy birthday, 61 today. Juan Gualda is celebrating his birthday today, as is Derek Dorsey. Happy birthday to all of you who are having the birthday of your life. Every year is an anniversary of your life, right? So look back, reflect on the day today, and think about all of the great things you have to be thankful for. I'm hoping that there's a lot of that in all of your lives, for sure. The social media connection here on the Good Day program, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day on Air, a lot of comments as usual on pictures that we put up or ideas that we put forth. And so Jay, as she follows what it is that you have in your mind, we're talking about that new ice cream flavor at Walmart. Would you try this? What's the oddest ice cream flavor you've ever tried? What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Ooh, there you go. Prune ice cream.
Blech. I'm not sure I would like that, but it doesn't seem that odd.
Prune ice cream? Yeah, because you can make ice cream out of any fruit, anything you blend it in.
Like fruit exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe some vegetables might be a little bit more questionable.
Michael S. says he's eaten bear sausage. That sounds just well, you can make sausage out of anything. You can have this deer sausage. We all see chicken sausage all the time and turkey sausage and beef sausage.
Yeah,
and
but bear's not typically on the menu.
No. And you wonder, does it taste just like chicken? How about snake sausage? Right? People say that snake, you eat a snake, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, isn't that one that there were, people snake are like, oh, it tastes like sausage. Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frog tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Here's another fellow. Actually, this guy is an auctioneer that I know, Jay Martin, up in Waterloo, New York. All right, Jay. Jay doesn't want ranch-flavored ice cream. The weirdest flavor he's ever seen is dill pickle ice cream. Who made that?
I'm not sure, but I could believe it. There's always different ones, especially like the time of year. You'll have just odd things, people getting their name out. And then, of course, we talk about it, and then people are like, oh, you make normal ice cream, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't see any of that. The dill pickle ice cream will not make it to the ice cream bus on the Easley Farm menu this summer, for sure.
There won't be any ranch-flavored.
No, we're not. We have the normal. We have 28 flavors, mostly fruity things and the usual traditional stuff. But the ice cream is fabulous because I make sure there's lots of butterfat in it. Cream, 18% butterfat, whereas most of the stuff you buy in the store is about 10 or 12. Fried ice cream. Greg Donahoe says fried ice cream is about as exotic as I want to get. So how do they do that? I've been in restaurants. We've all been in restaurants where they've served fried ice cream. But how does it, why doesn't it melt?
Probably because it's so fast. Like, they have the ice cream and then they, I don't know, put it in the batter or whatever and then freeze that and then fry it. So the outside gets fried and hot and gooey. That I don't want to say dichotomy, but that hot and the cold at the same time, like molten lava cake with an ice cream on top, it's so good. Fried ice cream is delicious.
Is it? Mm. Kerry Morgan says most unusual thing that he's eaten is chili with beans in it. Why would that be? The chili with beans, maybe that's his favorite. I guess that's what he was suggesting, right? That's his favorite of all the things. I don't know. I just look at some of this stuff. And I think, who would eat? Who the heck would eat that stuff? All right, keep your comments coming. We're always appreciative of them. Again, the Facebook and Instagram connection to Good Day Radio Show. Also, it's 855-999-DOUG. That's a good connection as well.
Cash Crunch, there's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at upside.com. You might already check gasbuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A train carrying hazardous materials derailed in northern Arizona last night. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office said the crash happened just north of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, near the border of California. The train derailed at the Topac Bridge near Interstate 40, but there was no indication that the potentially dangerous chemicals on board have leaked. Authorities have not yet reported any injuries or deaths relating to the derailment. The Biden administration is demanding that TikTok's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the video sharing app or face a possible U.S. ban of the app. The move represents a major shift in policy as part of the administration, which has been under fire from some Republicans who say it hasn't taken a tough enough stance to address the suspected security threat from TikTok's data gathering. Today is National Panda Day, as we celebrate the world's most adorable bear. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Bum, 34 after the hour. There we are again on the morning or the good day program, the good morning program. Good day. How do you do? Jay Kirshner is here to wish you well, as am I, with a way. Well, I'm not here to teach you how to think. I'm not here to teach you what to think. I hope you are thinking about a lot of the things that we say that may be pleasant. They may be provocative. They may be good, they may be bad, whatever, but it's all aimed at getting you to think. That's the end result, the desired end result here. Thought combined with baby steps of understanding in a particular direction. You make up your mind what direction you want to go in. But I think we are creating the circumstance here that gets you to be in an idea place. I like ideas. This is the birth. Well, a lot of good ideas that come out of any of our discussions, right? Don't you find every day you learn something, Jay?
Oh, you should. I feel like it's a day wasted if you don't learn at least one thing.
Yeah. All right. So.
And it can be something small. It doesn't always have to be these groundbreaking teachings.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, Joe Biden let it slip that Jimmy Carter had asked him to deliver his eulogy upon his passing, which Jimmy Carter must be thinking about a good deal more. The eulogy. It's often, I remember when Clinton delivered a eulogy for Nixon, and the Democrats at the time thought it was atrocious, horrible, that he being Clinton, would deliver the eulogy upon the demise of that scoundrel Richard Nixon. So there was a lot of political what's this. And Clinton, I hand, even though today he does sort of more maybe his wife than him, comes across as being political or a shill sometimes for the Democrats. It's the old school Democrats. It's interesting because Clinton was one of the youngest presidents we've ever had, and yet we think of him today as a senior statesman. He's the same age as I am and brings a lot of the same attitudes and values to the world, to life, as I do, because it was a generational thing, much as anything else. And there are a lot of you who don't like Clinton. A lot of you who do. I thought, frankly, I didn't vote for him either time, but I thought he was a reasonably good president. As I thought Nixon was a reasonably good president, even though he was a scoundrel. If Clinton was a scoundrel. Now think about it for a second. If you go back through the history, and I think we talked about this on President's Day, Jay, many of the presidents that we've had have been scoundrels. And they get, if you look at the present crop of some of these characters that are running, they're scoundrels, right? The ones who are most visible, the ones that you hear the most from, that seems to be, you know, not sort of in thinking with the keys of the kingdom, they're scoundrels. Trump is a scoundrel. Biden is a scoundrel. He may seem like a sweeter guy because he's not hitting you over the head with it, but you can rest assured that Biden's got some stuff in his closet that he doesn't want anybody to know about. And Trump has plenty of stuff in his closet. He doesn't seem to care whether people know about it or not.
That's also a good statement on politicians in general. How do they get away with so much
stuff
more
they
than
get away
just
with.
Like, yeah, you or
yeah.
I would be put in jail.
Right, exactly. Because they know people, power. How many, George Santos, how does he even stay there? But they can't find a way to get rid of him. So, anyway, Biden said when he was out in California this week that Carter requested, sort of off the cuff, when he was talking to him, that I do his eulogy. And then Biden said, oh, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. I spent time with Mr. Carter, and it's finally caught up with him. But they found a way to keep him going for a bit longer. He's 98, oldest living, longest lived U.S. president. The hospice care that continues at his home in Plains, people watching him every day. But I think about Jimmy Carter, and when I met him, he had just become the president. And the first thing he did upon being president, within a week of his inauguration, he came to Clinton, Massachusetts, to do a town hall meeting in the local high school, and I went there to cover it, and I talked to him, and it was like, I've talked to Jimmy Carter more than any other president that I've ever been able to talk to. It wasn't like he was my best friend, but, you could have a conversation with him, and you knew he was paying attention to you. Clinton was like that, too. Clinton paid attention to every single word you said, whereas George Bush was looking out into the trees someplace. He was paying no attention. I never interviewed him as president. I interviewed him when he came to a talk host convention the year before the election. Anyway, it's back to the scoundrels, right? What does it take to be president? Carter was not a scoundrel, and he only lasted one term. What's that tell you? Right? You say, well, you just said Trump was a scoundrel. He only lasted one term. Well, Carter gave up. Trump hasn't given up. I think that's it. What I liked most, and I think I've said this before as well, Jay, Jimmy Carter eulogized President Gerald Ford.
Who he defeated.
He defeated, right, exactly, back in 2007. And when Ford died, he laid in state in the Capitol Rotunda and then in the White House. Jimmy Carter stayed with the body around the clock 24 hours a day for the duration of the time that Gerald Ford laid in state. And then he flew. He was the only person in the plane with Ford's body when it was flown back to Michigan for his funeral. So there's something to be said about him. Jimmy Carter may have been, certainly in modern times, if not the entire history of the presidency, one of the most decent, if not the most decent human being who occupied that position. All right, let's go to the Kennedys. Former Kennedy home in Washington hits the market this week. Guess how much they want? This was Jackie Kennedy's home after her husband died. She lived there in Georgetown for quite a long time. Actually, I think until she died. The family has held on to it. Matter of fact, I think that the daughter has lived there off and on because she's very involved in Washington politics. Was an ambassador to, was it England? I don't know. It's a couple of, no, Japan, I think. Anyway, so the property's on the market right now. 26 and a half cool ones will buy it. And I mean, 26 and a half million. Cool one.
That kind of makes sense. Given where it is, it's a major mansion, 13 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, half, 16,000 square feet, plus the tie-in to the fact that it was Jackie Kennedy's, who was just so beloved. She was American royalty.
Yep, right. So they've sold pretty much all the Kennedy homes have been sold off now and have a lot of money. The one that hit, let's see, back in 2017, they sold the home that they had along the Potomac for $49 million bucks. Anyway, so it's another milestone as time marches on. The senior care facility in California, that'd be something I'd like to ask Jennifer about next time she's here, Jay. These three people that are working for this facility in L.A. County charged in connection with a COVID outbreak that killed 13 of the residents. The district attorney announcing that these three people, all managers at the Silverado Senior Living Center, were charged with 13 counts of elder endangerment, 5 counts of violation causing death. This is Irvine, California. The investigation revealing that the management team was aware of the risks associated with admitting a new resident from a high-risk area, failed to follow procedure to protect employees and the people in their care. These decisions created conditions that needlessly exposed the staff and the residents to serious injury and death. So the prosecutors, there was a big outbreak at this particular. This was one of the first big outbreaks, matter of fact.
Back when it was so unknown around it.
Right. And one of the other things that was part of it, Jay, was the business of understanding that a lot of people who died, this is where it started, who died of other things, but because the government was paying $2,000 a head for everybody who died of COVID, they were giving the nursing homes, the hospitals, whoever it was, wherever the bodies were, they expired, they got $2,000. So this outfit was piling them up.
Well, yeah, people who died with who had COVID at the time of their death, not necessarily died from COVID.
Yeah, right, exactly. Are we ever going to be through? I think that's one of the important. I know important is the right word, but of all of the things that we will remember in our lifetime as we get closer to the end of the road, this has been certainly these last couple of years, pulsating, electrifying, shocking. Mm-hmm. All of the words you can use to attribute not only to COVID, but to the way it was handled, which to this day, I think we were way off the mark in the way it was handled, starting with how, you know, now we're just waking up to the fact that the Chinese government was the cause of all of it. And we're still doing nothing but pussyfooting around. in that reality. Speaking of Biden and what's going on, the world is a is it a more dangerous place? Is it a stranger place? You know, the tag team stuff that goes on here, back and forth, Republicans, Democrats, and all the political leaders who have been in office for a long time, and I think a long time. I believe in, I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once, term limitation, 6 years, and that's it. President, 6 years, can't run again. Senator, 6 years, can't run again. Congressman, 6 years, can't run again. Governor, 6 years, that's it. So all these people that have been around, usually I think the tipping point is 15 or 16 years. And so I'm looking around at uproars around the world. And if you look over in Israel and see what's going on there this week, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in and out of office for, 20 years or so, he's been around, he's been in, he's been out, he's been up, he's been down. He's the only politician in Israel. Well, that's not really true. I've interviewed a couple of them, but I spent the most time with him. Tough as nails, very smart, and yet he doesn't seem to be able to control his country's politics now, even though he was kind of sort of reelected, but he can't keep the government together. At the moment, the biggest internal clash in Israel since its founding back in, 1948, 1949? And the Israelis, where there's a lot of protests going on. 5 or 6% of the population has been involved. I was talking to Uri Geller, my friend who lives over there, the other day off the air. And so a lot of the people who are protesting are following a former prime minister named Ehud Barak. So you think we're the only place that has upset? Not true. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're going to transport you into the world of your pets and talking about pets with Warren Eckstein, who's here from The Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is his website. If you're very smart, you're going to listen to Warren and his expertise with his program on the air. Many of these same stations carry the program. We have a tip from Warren every single day, and then we have our visit with him. Don't forget about his exclusive mineral and vitamin. I always say put minerals first because I think sometimes in many ways minerals are more important than vitamins. People are like, oh, I've taken my vitamins today. But there's important minerals that you should have, and your dog and your cat should as well. So there's different blends for your furry friends. Warren has two, and you can order them at hugsandkisses.com. Hugsandkisses.com. Very cool. Good stuff. All right, I'm talking about snakes today with you for a minute, Warren.
I love snakes.
Was a python that was discovered inside a U-Haul truck that has apparently was frozen inside the truck on some trip, but now has been reunited with its 14-year-old owner in Virginia. The lady who runs the U-Haul Center, Megan Hamm, said they found the frozen snake underneath the passenger seat of the U-Haul box truck. And, you know, you got to wonder when you look, you open the door and you see a snake looking at you. And it brought me around to thinking about a couple of other. There was a python story about how the pythons down in Florida are moving north. And I wondered whether or not this particular python that was in Virginia had been moved. I don't see in the story where the pet came from, where they were moving from. But if you look at some of the trackers for pythons, starting in Miami in that area around the Everglades, over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of these snakes that have moved up and moved north to West Palm Beach, and then they moved up to Jacksonville, and they moved up to Savannah, and now they're in Virginia. So what are we, these are Burmese pythons. Those are pretty big. They live in the wild.
Yeah, they
Florida,
do.
Right?
But here's the scenario, Doug, and this is a big problem. A lot of people want to go out and get some type of exotic pet, and they go out and they buy a small python, a Burmese python, or a boa, that may be, you know, maybe 3 feet or 3 or 4 feet. They buy a tank for it. Then it starts getting bigger, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet. And so what do they do with it at that point? The pet stores don't want them. The humane societies are not going to take them for the most part, so they release them. And what happens is they just flood an environment. And that's what's happening down in Florida and moving on north with the snakes. And they're destroying a lot of the environment. Now, I'm a big snake fan, but releasing a snake into the wild where it should not be is not a good idea. So before anyone, I don't recommend exotic pets to anyone, but if you're going to do it, make sure you educate yourself. Get involved with the local reptile society. They have foster homes and places you can go, but releasing them into the wild is not the right thing to do. You know, you brought up an interesting point. You talked about the snake being frozen. Let me give you the opposite end of that spectrum. Years ago, I was doing a segment on the Today Show with Al Roker, and I brought on a beautiful 14-foot albino python. And I had him on my neck, really mellow snake. But I forgot for a second that when you go out on the set, those lights come on, and they started heating up, and the snake became warmer and warmer, and it got tighter and tighter around my neck. I sounded like Clarabelle by the time the segment was over. And it took three guys. Hey, he wasn't trying to hurt me. It was just really the heat was coming up, so it means his metabolism was getting ready to eat. They can make great pets if they're handled regularly, if you know what you're doing. But if you're not really an expert, leave the snakes to the experts.
The home of Siegfried and Roy, you know, the iconic folks, the tigers that they trained, has been listed in Las Vegas for $3 million. So in case you want a weekend place to get away, help yourself. Go right over there. And that was another thing. You know, tigers for pets. And look what happens. Can snakes turn on you the way that animal turned on them?
You know, I don't know if I like the word turned on.
Oh, okay.
There's usually something that provokes it. When you're training guard dogs, for example, the person that you're teaching to be the bad guy has to kind of really get sweaty and the adrenaline starts coming. Dogs pick up on that. So I don't know, Doug. I don't have an answer for that.
All right. So here's something you do have an answer for. The treatise that you have on rewarding dogs for bad behavior. How do you fix that?
Stop rewarding them. If a dog or cat isn't receiving attention for doing something wrong, why bother doing it? So focus on teaching the positive and don't over-correct. Over-correction just as bad as no correction at all.
All right. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. And those are words of wisdom from Warren Eckstein, who is our pet expert here on the Good Day program. Now 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.